Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
If you were to go to a therapist and tell them that you're trying to form more meaningful relationships in your life, what do you think is the one advice that they would give you? I know that some of us are thinking of it already. They would probably advise you to stay off of social media. Now, I don't want to limit this conversation to social media alone, because there are many different platforms online through which people can form relationships. And a lot of those relationships turn out to be very, very meaningful. And many of us are okay with some of the what we view as meaningful relationships remaining online, and not necessarily those people becoming people that you interact with in the real world. Now, when I say social media, right, many of us are thinking of, you know, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. But for those of us who are thinking even deeper, and by deeper, I mean those platforms that not many people really consider or even think of, like Reddit, Discord. Snapchat used to be one of those, but I would say Snapchat is far more mainstream than Discord. But there are many, many, many platforms like that where people gather and build communities and help one another out and have very meaningful conversations where you talk about, you know, things that are going on in your life, and people within that forum or people within that group or community then advise you on how to solve problems. Some of these communities that are built on these platforms will help you with relationship issues, with family related issues where you're in an uncomfortable situation and you need to talk to someone. Some of them will even help you solve business problems, entrepreneurship problems that you encounter, and help you pass those. Some will help you create better content if you're a content creator or an influencer. So you can imagine that there will be a degree to which you become emotionally connected to some of these people, especially if you have a person, an individual that you're interacting more with than other people within that community. So the reason I mention that is to just bring about the point that social media is not just Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok, and Snapchat or X. Those are not the only social media platforms that exist. Some social media platforms do facilitate a bit more meaningful connections than others. You know, others, I mean, even like something like Twitter Spaces allow you to have deep and long conversations with people. I mean, imagine if someone is gaming via Steam or having a chat while playing a game on Steam with someone on Discord. Imagine games, people spend hours and hours and hours playing games. And as a result, you tend to meet people that you then have fun with. You then get to know them to some extent, particularly for men, because I think boys are more susceptible and more desperate for relationships than women are, particularly because women form relationships way easier than men do, right? Especially young boys. So as a result, we cling on to people that are friendly but aren't really friends, like a person who will not be there for you when you're feeling weak, when you feel like you don't have enough, when you're feeling stressed, because men generally can't even deal with those conversations. But let's talk about some of the pros and cons of forming relationships online. You know, the pros are the fact that those people are far away. When you need to turn them off, you can turn them off. The connection happens as to the extent that you're willing to allow. In other words, people don't have to invade your privacy to an extent that you're uncomfortable with. So a person can remain at whatever distance you keep them, right? That's a pro. Another pro is the fact that you can communicate with a person via video, you can communicate with a person via audio, you can communicate with a person via text, and you guys are continuing to build a relationship. And there's no limit as to when you can connect, because you're not limited by a physical connection, right? Because when you have to meet people physically, then people have to make appointments, then people have to do this and that and that. So those are some of the great advantages to building relationships online. And another thing I love, especially about these very focused forums and groups, is the fact that your relationship is built around a common thing. So if you're a gamer, you build a relationship around gaming. If you're an entrepreneur or a creator, you build a relationship around that. And that becomes becomes a place where you help each. If you're a coder, if you're a person who's into cybersecurity or IT, you build relationships with people around those things, right? Because that's what you have in common. But the problem with it is this, right? There are those of us who benefit from both worlds, where we benefit from building relationships online on any one of these platforms I've mentioned, but we also benefit from building real relationships. We don't take for granted having a conversation with someone when I'm waiting for an order at a restaurant. You don't take for granted having a conversation with your when your siblings come over with a friend, having a conversation with that person, when you're at a wedding, when you're at church, have a conversation with those people and make yourself feel uncomfortable, laugh and be a bit awkward, all for the sake of hopefully forming a connection and bond that's strong enough for the friendship to be a lifelong friendship. You know what I mean? So even if when you're at a braai, just putting your phone away and avoiding to go and check out your notifications on social media and check out what's happening in the latest game and watching a YouTube video. Those are things that you absolutely want to avoid doing when you are when you're a person who wants to balance having online relationships and understand that those can be very superficial, and then comparing that with having real authentic relationships. Now, some of the cons, the downsides of building online relationships is that you never really know who you're having a conversation with. Like, catfishing is a thing. Catfishing is a concept where someone pretends to be someone that they're not, and they build a relationship with you online, and you believe that this person is truly who they say they are. So if you're a 15-year-old, you may be having a relationship with a 28 or 38-year-old man or woman, and you're truly convinced that this is a person who's your age because they're pretending to be your age. And that happens a lot. And of course, that can lead to many, many, many devastating, terrible things when you're forming relationships with people who are pretending to be something that they're not. And that's a very, very dangerous thing. And then another thing that we can look into, right, that's a bit of a con, is a negative of building relationships online, is the fact that you never really know whether the connection is true, or whether the connection is authentic, or whether it even carries any meaning for the person at the other end. You see, the thing with real life physical relationships is the fact that I have to make sacrifices for you. There are things I cannot go to. There are things I'll have to cancel in order for you and I to meet and have an ice cream, go ice skating, go camping, go and have a braai. I need to make certain sacrifices. So you know that the relationship means something to me to some extent. But if the relationship can be conveniently accessed through a chat, through a game that we play that's set every night, you don't know how much that relationship means to me. And you never know whether the relationship means more to the one person than to the other, and how many other people am I in a relationship with. And here's another very big one. Apart from catfishing, there are so many cyber scams on the internet that the more you expose yourself, or you seek to have online superficial relationships, or rather what could be superficial relationships, you risk being scammed, because it's so easy to pretend to be an authentic individual. It's so easy for me to pretend online that I like you. Right? Because you don't see my face, you don't see my nuances, you don't see what face I'm pulling as I'm sending you the text, whether I'm busy with something else and I'm just doing this so that you can feel liked. It's much like when we use the abbreviation LOL, right? When you know that means laugh out loud, but you know that more than 90% of people who send you LOL are not really laughing out loud, right? And someone who sends you a laughing out loud emoji doesn't mean that they're laughing out loud. Right? And that's the thing with digital connections, or forming connections online or on digital platforms, is the fact that you don't really know who finds the relationship that you have with them authentic and genuine, whether they feel the same way about you as you feel about them. So those are the cons. But I do not want to take away from the fact that you can form authentic relationships and genuine relationships with people, but you have to not be naive. understand that these, at the end of the day, are digital connections, and they cannot replace real life physical connections and friendships that you build with people in the real world. A question that I want to leave with you is this: do you invest and make sacrifices and put yourself out there in an attempt to form real, authentic, real life connections?
A topic for discussion this evening: is it possible to use social media to form meaningful relationships? And I, for one, and you're going to think, man, this guy's old, listen to the way that he thinks of social media, but I, for one, think that you can't. And I'm the first one to tell you that I've got friends, two of them, that's very happily married, and they met, both of them met their wives on social media. And the reason that I say that they that I don't think it's worthwhile forming some media relationship or meaningful relationships on social media is that you need that relationship to advance further than merely social media. Now, I know there's people that have relationships with guys that's, for instance, in the correctional facilities, right? So they're sitting in prison and now you can chat to them via Facebook and you fall in love and whatever. But the thing is that as long as you're sitting and you're conversing with someone by means of a keyboard, it is very easy for you to not be natural, because you're just typing and you see what you're typing, and after you've seen what you've typed out, you can very easily feel like, oh, this is a bit harsh, which can be a good thing, right? It can be a good thing, listen to this, but you edit your response, meaning that whenever you speak to someone, you've got an edited response, which is a good thing because it grants you the opportunity to think about that which you want to send to this person. But also, and this is where it gets a bit, the waters get a bit murky. Also, remember that after you've done this, after you've edited the version, you don't have a natural reaction to that person. That which means that whenever you converse with someone, it's easier for you to be easier for them to be sort of a figment of their own imagination. They are creating a person which they would want you to want, right? Not the person that they need. And now there's certain habits that you obviously, or the person that they are, not the person that they need. Now there's certain habits or traits that these people exhibit on social media which you don't get in real life. Like there's obviously they can send you photos, which is not real. We've all seen the Tinder Swindler on Netflix, that documentary showing you or illustrating to you what life is like. We've seen that. There's also examples of people just editing photos, or people just showing photos and then showing as if they're very wealthy and they're not, or living in circumstances which they're not. And that is the reason I think that social media is not a way to form meaningful relationships. Now, I realize I'm older than most people that's very active on the newest social media. But I've also realized that on social media, people aren't being authentic. I feel that there's a lot of fake going around on social media. You're very unhappy with your life, but to try and make you feel better, you post photos of where you're on the beach or you're sitting in this restaurant, and it can be that you're literally just sitting there to post these photos, and you're not actually even eating or drinking or anything there. You're not actually a consumer at the restaurant. You're not a patron. You're just sitting there, right? So that's the one thing. I feel that we can't have authentic relationships with people on social media because it's distant. There's not realness. There's not the natural ability to speak. The second thing is, I feel that we need to have, when you are in a relationship with someone, there needs to be some form of physical contact, in order, and that just ties back to what I mean earlier on with being natural and wholesome and not fake. Because when you touch someone, infuel someone, and this is not a sexual, erotic way at all, It just means that there's a certain proximity that the person are to you, and when they are in that proximity, you sort of know that they are close by, and that there's certain things that will that can happen at that stage, which I think is firmly what should be done. That's the way that life is. I firmly believe God created us as humans to be in relationship and in certain proximity to other people. That's why heaven is nowhere explained as this vast open space. Heaven is explained as a city. In other words, you know what a city is like. City is living with other people in close proximity. And that's literally what heaven is like. Heaven is not a farm or the countryside where we have these massive open spaces and places to run or stuff like that, for instance. Heaven isn't explained like that. Heaven is explained city, being a city like, right? So we need to be in close proximity with other people, and that can only happen when you're in a relationship in which you can feel them and touch them. The other thing is that I want you to realize is I think that relationships are authentic when you eat together. So whenever I invite someone over, whether they are in my church or whatever the case might be, and I want to develop a relationship with them, or I want our relationship to go further than just the normal, how are you, what are you doing, whatever, I invite them over for a meal. And when you share a meal, you look in someone's eyes, you're able to have this proximity to them. And then the actual person comes out, not the person that they want to be or pretend to be. Pretend to be is probably a better way to phrase it, the actual person. And that's the person that I want a relationship with. So, in conclusion, this has been a long talk from my side. Just to come to the following conclusion that you've probably all know by now, and that is, no, I don't think you can form a meaningful relationship via social media.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.